K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, here we are. We are back for another week for our podcast. And I tell you what, I'm starting to enjoy this thing again.
Really? Tell me one thing you enjoy about it.
Mate, just the camaraderie, the banter.
Yep.
How long do we have? I could tell you many things I love about this podcast.
Don't know what you've got until it's gone, mate. And as soon as we get off the air, they'd be like, oh, I miss that bloody podcast.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
Hey, Ben, if you're listening to this when you're 57 and you're showing your friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Turn it off.
Yeah. Because we are at podcast 119.
Yeah, wow.
Been doing this a very long
time.
Hey, coming up on the podcast, there is a monument overseas that has rubbed me up the wrong way. Now, if you don't know what a monument is.
And you didn't.
Oh, wow. I did. I swear I did. It's like your Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's your Eiffel Towers. It's your big banana. You'd argue the big banana.
Can you give me a definition without using an example?
It would be a tourist attraction.
A tourist attraction.
Yeah, is okay, a monument.
Cool. No
yeah,
worries.
There we go. Yep. One of them has really upset me. Really rubbed me up the wrong way. And we'll discuss it a little bit more on the podcast.
Also on the podcast this week, we are talking your nose size. Oh. You've always had a big schnoz. And hey, it might work to your advantage. Maybe you've been hiding a dirty little secret.
Okay, looking forward to that. Enjoy the podcast.
I think that we are very blessed in life. We both come from happy families.
Yes.
And we've pretty much been given anything that we needed. And in terms of education, we were fed. We had a lot
clothed.
Of fun.
We had clothes on our back.
Clothes on our back.
Yeah. And shoes on our feet.
People don't realise how fortunate that is
mm.
To not have any issues like that. And it's no different to when your parents are rich and famous.
Mm.
You know, you need to appreciate what you're actually getting. Because it's not the same for everyone.
No. But when you're born into that type of lifestyle, like a famous lifestyle, you'd know no different.
Exactly right. And, you know, the spoiltness comes through that. And we probably need to take a step back and understand the spoiltness because we don't understand what it's like to be born into that sort of stuff.
Correct.
Whereas we appreciate the small things.
Yeah, that we do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Has been very forward in talking about his financial situation. He is worth over $500 million.
So I watched a video of how he spent his first million or something.
Blew it, didn't he?
Blew it. Bought a couple of cars and dropped a million like that when he signed his first NBA deal.
Yep.
And I think it was his financial advisor or manager was like, hey, look, you've got money missing out of your account, $1 million. He's like, oh, no, it's all good. Just bought some cars and stuff.
I'll just sign another contract.
Yeah.
He has come out and openly said, I believe in working hard for your money.
Yep.
And even when it comes to my kids. And has has quoted himself in saying, I tell my kids all the time, we ain't rich, I'm rich. Reveals that he doesn't want to share the fortune with the kids in the future.
He can't believe, be doing that.
He believes that they need to earn their own way.
Now, that's not cool.
I understand your initial response is, hey, you know, it's not cool. But at the end of the day, they've got the O'Neal name to fall on.
Bad luck.
So they're going to be given, they're going to be afforded lots of different opportunities. And look, potentially later in his years when things happen.
Hang on, what's he got? $500 million.
$500 million.
Mate, what is, how many kids has he got?
What's six.
What is 5 million? What's 10 million to them? Like, if he puts that in a trust account for them and they can access it.
He doesn't want to just give them the money so they can. Well, look what he did with his first mill.
Yeah, whatever. But if they've got 10, then they'll learn.
But they're not, like, rich and famous like the old man. Like, the basketball, he obviously made a mozza from.
This annoys me because Quentin Tarantino came out and said something similar a few months ago. That something like his mum didn't support him when he wanted to be a director.
Yep.
Now he's
worth all these. Now he refuses to support her.
Won't support her or give her a cent.
That's different. So Quentin, that's a bit of, you know, you've held on to some emotion there. Shaq's trying to teach him work ethic and hard work pays off.
Yeah. Well, I think Quentin was trying to teach his mum, like, don't crush my dreams because it turned out okay.
Well, I mean, the two different scenarios here. Shaq tells his kids, hey, we ain't rich, I'm rich, and you need to earn for it. Whereas Quentin probably doesn't need to go around to his mum's house laughing, going, I'm rich!
Yeah. Mate, we get it. Stop rubbing it in her face. It's cruel. Anyway, Shaq, give your kids some cash.
Or me.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Benny, you play sport. You've played cricket. You've played footy.
Can you say participate?
Yeah, you get involved. you get involved in cricket. You played footy. So I want to pick your brain with this type of stuff because at what age do you think you'll throw in the towel from playing cricket? You're now 30.
So, yeah.
Where do you draw the line? Where do you say enough's enough?
I honestly believe that I've always said that if I'm not good enough to play in the highest level,
yep.
So if I'm at a cricket club and I'm not playing in the ones,
yep.
I won't play.
So you'd never play resis?
Well, we don't call it resis.
Oh, what is it?
Twos, threes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I honestly, if I'm not good enough.
At the highest level?
In that particular club. So like I might, because currently where I'm playing.
Yeah, in Melbourne.
It's not a bad competition.
Yep.
So then if I move to another club where the competition's a bit lower, I can still play in the highest level.
Okay.
But if I ever get to a point where I'm not good enough to do it.
Yep.
And I'll make that call. The club won't tap me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Then I'll probably call it quits.
Right, but I don't reckon you'd have much gas left in the tank. Over 40? Do you reckon you got 10 more years of solid cricket left in you?
I reckon if you spoke to the right person, they'd probably tell you I'm well past it now.
Yeah, okay.
Because looking at my rig, I'm not exactly keeping shape, but
can get wickets, which
somehow
is weird.
Get away with
can
it.
Get wickets, can pull good numbers.
It's the mental game.
Yeah.
It's a bit of lip.
He's got a good bark. I mention this because a Colorado softball team is believed to be the oldest team in the country with players ranging from their 50s all the way through to their 90s. Now, mate, this is softball. So, like, it can get quite physical. Like, yeah. I don't know if you've ever been hit with one of those softballs, but someone copped one in primary school straight to the face.
Oh.
And my goodness me. They weren't laughing.
Oh, my God. Well, you still are.
Yeah,
oh.
I didn't
get hit.
So the Colorado Peaches, the team was found in 1991, features more than 50 players, many of whom are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. The Peaches took the silver medal last year in the World Senior Games tournament in Utah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, one of the oldest players, Maggie Koloski, she's 90 years old. Mm. She says, even if we don't win, we win. The biggest thing to me is being worthy opponents. Now, Maggie, that sounds like a 90-year-old talking.
That's crazy.
It's not about, like, you've got to realise there is a time where you throw the towel in.
Yeah.
Even being 70 years old,
yeah,
playing softball.
So full on.
I would say maybe select another sport.
But I guess, you know, you're keeping social, you're keeping up with things, you're exercising, keeping healthy.
Imagine running bases. Like, what are they doing running the bases?
So my question...
90 years old, a lot of people have got, like, the walking sticks and frames.
Well, these guys are playing softball, so clearly they're out and about being active. My issue would be how... Because I'm very competitive.
Mm.
So how angry can you be at silly mistakes? Like, if they drop a catch or something, it's like, could you go hard, or would you be like, Beryl, I've told you a million times, you're going to sit on first base and you can't play first base. Take the catch.
Yeah. I don't think you could be grilling a 90-year-old Maggie when all she wants to do, it's not about winning, it's just about being a worthy opponent.
You can just tell the interviews with the coach. Like, coach, what are you thinking? Well, we've got a lot of experience on our side. We've been here before.
Yeah.
Back in 1940.
Yeah.
Similar situation and we got through it then.
Just go out there and have fun, team.
Go out there and have fun.
What was that?
Morning, Andy. Hey, how's Lou? How are you guys? You going okay?
Mate, we're good. Obviously catching up with you guys tonight. A bit of a double date plus a few extras over at our place. We're hosting. Not sure what we're doing for dinner yet.
No.
But all good. All good in this Sunderland Canady household. Thanks for asking.
No, that's good.
Thanks for checking
in. Why is it Sunderland Canady?
Well, it can be Canady Sunderland, whatever.
Well, it's alphabetical. Like, I would have thought it was Canady Sunderland.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
There we go.
So how are things in the household?
They're great.
Where?
No, they're good. At the Canady Sunderland household.
Yeah, nice.
They're good.
Much better ring to it.
So. Mate, how's everything at your household?
The Altoin de Bruin household, very, very good.
Oh, I would have thought it'd be de Bruin Toin if we're going in alphabetical order.
Yeah, but we're not.
Oh, why not?
Because.
Is everything okay?
Absolutely. It just sounds better.
Oh, jeez. I wouldn't be saying that.
TDB.
Yeah, okay. Actually, it does have a good streak.
Awkward. Researchers have suggested And that's always, that's on me.
Far out.
What I like about this already is that researchers suggest, so there's no real hard evidence here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they haven't got like a pool of people and researched, you know, 10,000.
No, they think that the big surge coming out of lockdowns will be divorce.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I heard a stat the other day, and don't hold me to it, because I didn't...
This might be my stat.
I didn't fact check it, but 50% of marriages will end in separation or divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
100% of divorcees have been married.
There you go. That is spot on.
Yeah.
And are they saying because of COVID?
Well, they're saying, so this is the study. They've found that 40% of 18 to 34-year-olds have strained relationships.
Yeah, okay.
This is what they're calling, you know how we had like in the 20s, the Great Depression, how people were losing their jobs and the economy was horrible?
Yep.
They're calling this the Great Resignation in early 2022.
Yeah.
That
resignating from relationships. Will you take my resignation? Nope, sorry, I'm not going to take it. You're stuck here for a few more years. No, sorry, I want to leave, please.
They're suggesting that, obviously, there's two reasons here. So you're fed up. You obviously spent so much time with them at home. And you're like, well, I actually don't like you as a person. Having you in a full-time job out of the house for 8 hours a day was actually nice.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that people are like, wow, life is short.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've been locked down with you. I want to go and explore. I want to do my own thing.
That is savage. I have a feeling a lot of these would come from people who are stuck in like a one-bedroom apartment during lockdown. Like,
unlike the old Canadian Sunderland house, where you've got about 15 bedrooms and you get one out of the house, she gets the west quarters and your dog's out in the east wing.
I have to phone Lou. Lou, dinner's ready. Are you coming? Benny, I said to you earlier, there is a monument that has really upset me. It's rubbed me up the wrong way. And normally monuments, everyone's excited to go and visit. You think of the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. Mm. Beautiful. Everyone's excited. Beautiful. Yep. You've got to get the iconic photo, trying to push it back up.
Mm, love that.
Got one. I've got one somewhere.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
What else have you got? You've also got the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Huge monument.
Yeah. You want to be kissing underneath the Eiffel Tower?
I wasn't kissing anyone. I think I was eating a baguette. I was eating food. Of course.
I made a little mouth in my hand.
Yeah. No. But this monument...
is monumental.
Some would say. There has been a car parked in the same spot in Italy for 47 years, and it's being it's now being turned into a monument.
What is it, a Ford Laser?
It's not a Ford Laser.
It's a great get. Good story.
Angelo Frigilento first parked his Lancia Flavia 1962. So it's an old car outside the news agency he ran back in 1974. He is now 94 years old. He says,
gosh.
I ran the newspaper under my house for 40 years with my wife. He parked his car out the front. It stayed there. He says it's really nice. It has now become quite the tourist attractions. Visitors would take selfies with the abandoned vehicle, and it became increasingly a famous landmark as photos circulated on social media. So they're now making the car a monument. Now,
so many questions.
I've got a few gripes with this.
Yep.
I parked my car. Actually, I didn't even park it behind K-Rock for 2 minutes. Now, I got a parking ticket
and
for over $180 or $170.
Through a security camera. Like, no one pinned you.
No, he was driving with a camera set up in his car.
Yeah, so he pinned you through a camera.
Yeah.
So he didn't actually get out of the car and give you the ticket. You got it in the mail.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy has left his car parked for 47 years.
Without a single ticket on the dash.
Not one ticket. People have praised it. They're now taking selfies. So there is evidence that it's been parked there and has not moved. Yet, he's still not getting fined. How does that work?
It does make you think, has he just nailed the reverse park? Like, is it just proportionately perfect
but bad
inside
luck.
The lines?
It doesn't matter.
And it's been appreciated by people all over the world. Like, that's how you park a car.
Mate, I can reverse parallel. I'm a great parker. I'm a good driver. I shouldn't be punished.
My big question is, how well off are these people that they can just leave cars wherever they like? Like, oh, where's the car? Oh, I left it at the front. Are you going to get it back? Nah, I'll just leave it there.
We'll just leave it there. Fair point. And they owned a news agency. What else were they selling at that news agency?
I dare say he hasn't finished his shift and gone, this will be a monument one day.
Good on you. Good morning, mate. How are you?
It's not really specific, is it?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. And you're about to be a lot better. Mm. We often poke fun at your features.
Hang on. So we were carpooling on Friday, yeah, and I didn't realise that I was just going to really get ripped on because my nose came into it. Not, look, I don't think it's actually that big, but then also the size of my jaw.
Oh, the old crimson jaw.
Our mate said your jaw is out of proportion. Yeah. It is far too big for your face.
And you've got the cauliflower ears as well.
I do not have cauliflower ears.
We said, when was your first fight?
They're just a smaller ear.
And you've always had the big Beyonce.
Big. That is something I will take. Yeah. I do have a big booty.
A big badonkadonk.
Yes.
If you will. A doctor has confirmed the age-old rumour about the correlation between the size of your nose and the size of your...
Dwayne the Rock.
Yeah. Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
all
let's
right.
rewind where you said it's not that big.
Sorry.
Actually, sorry, my nose is monster.
What's the doc saying?
He's what is saying the doc that saying? There is a direct correlation between people that have a large nose.
So,
and
but what are they
size.
Saying is a large nose?
So they're saying that if you those found with a large nose, yes, on average,
yeah,
have a length of about 13 centimetres.
An average length of 13 centimetres. Yeah. Right. So are you saying I've got a big nose?
Well, I've always said you've had a big nose. But now that I know this, mate, I can barely see your nose.
I was going to say, do you want to pull the ruler out? Do you want to do something or not?
For your nose?
There we go, mate. The podcast, it is done and dusted for another week. How good is that?
Oh, absolutely. My favourite time of the week because we get to unpack all of this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week. Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
My Thought of the Week comes to me from a delivery that I had midweek. And I have always been partial to the view that, or impartial, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, whatever it is.
The view that getting into bed with fresh sheets
is
one of the best feelings you can possibly have.
But agreed.
I found one to match it. I did mention it to you.
Yes.
Is when you buy new runners and it's the first time you put them on.
Yes.
It would have to be one of the greatest feelings that your feet can ever endure.
Up there with fresh socks as well.
Fresh socks.
But sometimes you don't wear socks with your shoes.
No, I always wear socks.
Do you read?
Oh, no show ones.
Yeah. Okay.
What are they called? The little sockets.
Cute. Oh. Cute. I remember when I was 3 as well. The old sockets. Anyway, we've got to get out of here.
Just watch that big chin ears, mate.
Oh.
Smack the microphone.
It's an easy target, isn't it? All right, make sure you like and subscribe. We'll see you next Monday, hopefully, with the podcast.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.